Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. April 19th is Canadian Film Day, write this down, which bills itself as the world's largest film festival. On that day, theaters across Toronto and around the country are showing free screenings of Canadian movies, often with actors and directors in attendance. I mean, comedies, kids' movies, indigenous movies, French, documentary, everything. And they're all free. Check it out on the 19th. This week, I'm looking at unusual relationships. There's a disabled woman who moves in with a recluse, a ghost who inhabits a young girl, and a teenage boy and girl who inhabit each other's body. Room 213, directed by Emilie Lindblom. Elvira is a 12-year-old Danish girl heading off to camp for the first time. Camp Bjorkudins is a lot like any Canadian summer camp. It's on a lake, they play games, roast weenies on sticks, and they tell scary stories by the campfire. Big difference, though, is there's no tents or little bear cabins. They stay instead in a huge, elaborate building filled with dusty antiques. Elvira has two roommates, the blonde and snobbish Rhea and the darker, shy Bea. And due to a plumbing problem, they're rooming together in number 213, which has been empty for many years. That's when weird things start to happen. The door creaks open in the middle of the night, and treasured items start to disappear. Then there's a red girl with bright green eyes named Mabel, who appears in a white dress. Is she a ghost? And when Elvira's brown eyes start to turn green, is Mabel taking over her body? Room 213 is a scary movie aimed at very small children. It's tame even by YTV standards. There's no violence at all, no slashers in hockey masks, just general spookiness. And it deals with everyday issues like exclusion, bullying, and young love in multi-ethnic Denmark. Kids ghost story, if you want to see one. Your Name, directed by Makoto Shinkai. Taki is a high schooler in central Tokyo. He's scrawny, but quick to fight, and he hangs with his two best friends and has a crush on a sophisticated female boss at his part-time job in a restaurant. Mitsuha is a teenage girl in a remote Japanese village known for its obscure Shinto shrine and little elf. She lives with her little sister Yotsuha and her traditional grandma, who knows about the old ways. Things like weaving colorful lanyards and a local custom, chewing up glutinous rice, spinning it into a wooden box so it ferments into sake. Yum! And there's the celestial comet that passes close to the village every 200 years, which is approaching soon. So Taki and Mitsuha are total strangers who live far away from each other, nothing to do with each other. So what's the connection? Well, some mornings, Taki is waking up with breasts and Mitsuha with a penis. Well, not exactly. They're actually waking up inside each other's bodies. They have to live those days at school, work, and with friends they've never met before. But it's not all bad. Mitsuha lands Taki a date with his boss, and Taki gains some insight into Shinto rituals. He becomes more mature, she gets more assertive, and the two manage to communicate with each other using cryptic scrawls they leave in each other's notebooks and diaries recorded on their cell phones so they can know what happened during the switch body days. Until something major changes. The body switches suddenly stop, and all the notes they left fade away. For Taki, it's as if Mitsuha never existed and it was all a dream, but it was real. He can't remember her name, but he knows it all happened. So using a sketch of the town he drew from memory, he sets off to find her. Your Name, or Kimi no Na wa, is a deeply moving romantic drama with a touch of the supernatural. It's a beautifully drawn animated film from Japan with neat camera angles, lovely art, It's also a record-breaking smash hit across East Asia that has finally reached these shores. It's the only movie with sellouts a week in advance, lineups inside the theater before each screening, and I understand why. No spoilers here, but there's a wrenching revelation in the middle of the movie that literally sent shivers up my spine. That's the sign of a really good story. So anime is a particular drama, and you might not be familiar with it, which makes the film hard to understand if you're not used to it. But if you like anime, this is a must-see. I already want to go see it again. Maudie, directed by Aisling Walsh. Maud, played by Sally Hawkins, is a disabled woman who lives in post-war Digby, Nova Scotia, with her controlling aunt. Every moment of her life is closely supervised, and she's treated like a simple-minded child. But on a visit to a local shop, she finds a way to escape. There's a handwritten ad for live-in housekeeper. Everett Lewis, played by Ethan Hawke, wrote the ad, although his house could barely be called a home. He lives in a rundown shack on a small plot of land, eking out a meager living as a fishmonger. He's unmarried mainly because no woman would ever put up with his rudeness. But Maudie can. And after dogged persistence, she gets him to hire, she moves in with him, and she immediately starts to work. He's peculiar and abusive, but she sticks with it. And in her free time, she begins to decorate the walls with small paintings of flowers and animals. When her hand-painted postcards start selling out of the local general store, she moves on to bigger paintings, selling for $5 a piece. These catch the eye of a rich woman from New York City who sends them home. And meanwhile, in her home, their relationship gradually shifts from boss servant to bedmate to wife. But can the reclusive Everett handle Maudie as a famous artist? Maudie is the true story of a self-taught painter whose works now hang in famous galleries all around the world. It's also an unusual romance about a pair of social outcasts who hammer out an unusual relationship on their own. Sally Hawkins is fantastic, outstanding as Maudie. You really believe that's who you're watching. She's playing the role really well. While Hawk, on the other hand, he's capable as a very unsympathetic Everett, but he pales in comparison to Hawkins. There's a good, though quite dark, movie. Your Name is now playing. Maudie opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And Room 213 is one of many films at the TIFF Kids Festival. Go to tiff.net for details. And canadianfilmday.ca will tell you where to see the free films on April 19th. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.